This is the most evil, the most disturbing, and the darkest episode we have ever released on the Sean Ryan Show. It has to do with predators who are preying sexually on children. Ryan Montgomery, the number one ranked ethical hacker in the world, has dedicated his life to hacking into these websites and exposing the predators who are preying on our children to the world. And he has thousands and thousands of names now that he's releasing. This is going to save a lot of kids. And I want you to share this with everybody you know. The public needs to be informed of this. And here's how the kids are going to be saved. Because everybody says, oh, share my stuff, right? Here's how they'll be saved. Every parent that watches this will smarten up on what their kid's doing on the internet. Every kid that watches this is going to smarten up and become aware of how prevalent this stuff is on the internet. And every one of you predators that's watching this, it's going to put the fear of God into you, because when you're caught, you will be humiliated and hopefully in prison. That's how this is going to save these kids. People are going to smarten up. They're going to realize this is everywhere. This is on every social media platform, every chat room, everywhere you go on the internet. These people are hanging out. And unfortunately, we have to fight censorship here, because here's one thing. These predators have a lot of powerful people throughout the world, in government, in Hollywood, all over the place, that are sticking up for this community. So we've done everything we possibly can to avoid censorship. We have demonetized it ourselves. This isn't about money. This isn't about advertising. This is about saving kids, and that's it. So we've demonetized the video ourselves. We've pulled footage. We've bleeped every bad word on this video in hopes that it does not get censored, because the masses and the people need to watch this now. This is a battle between good and evil, and I can tell you right now, good is losing unless people like you start to stand up and get loud about this subject. This isn't about politics. This isn't even about the country. This is about kids.
Well, welcome back to The Ground Level. I'm your host, Sean. I've been away for quite some time. Business and kids and all that fun stuff that really just kind of take over for a little while. But we're diving back here. But before we do, please follow us at rumble.com and The Ground Level. You can catch us on Spotify and basically everywhere that you get your podcasts. Just that was such an important opening to the epidemic that I've been talking about for so long, at minimum a decade, once my eyes opened up to the horrible, evil, monstrous situation that is currently draping over our entire country. Now, it's been going on across the world for a long time, and it's been going on, obviously, here. It's the world, you know, the world is corrupt. But this child rapist predatory behavior that, again, has always existed, it has accelerated. And there's a lot of working components in why that has happened. You know, there's a combination of those that were ever maybe even a little bit curious about that kind of stuff, or, you know, the level of child exploitation, the molestations that have gone on in our world. And now you have, I would suggest that the biggest part of it right now, or one of the bigger, I would say the majority of the problem has been the internet, has opened doors for this stuff. It's disgusting to no end. And I've been calling this shit out for so long. You know, for personal reasons, love of our country, I being a father, many reasons why, you know, just at ground level, it's so disgusting that these animals are all around us. All around us. You know, there's Facebook, but I think there's one, the Pet Patrol. Hundreds of videos now. Hundreds of this guy pretending to be, you know, like everybody's seen the Chris Hansen thing that was going on for a little while on, I believe it was it Dateline or one of those shows. But Chris Hansen, he would, you know, trap these people in a home. You know, he had a team of people that would pose as 12, 13-year-old children and lure these people to a home and expose them on television. Look at how long that show was on, and it still didn't pump the brakes on this stuff. Parents would watch a few episodes. I'm shocked watching that alone, the Chris Hansen episodes, and that didn't just create an uproar of stomping this shit into the ground. You got to wonder why. Why does this continue to exist? Why does this continue to flourish? Child pornography has turned into a billion-dollar industry. It's in the dark web. I mean, a few internet clicks, and I imagine you can find it like that. And it's so nauseating. And to all of everybody out there that is a parent, and to those of you that aren't parents, this should infuriate you to no end. This stuff could get stomped out. But Sean Ryan said it perfectly. There's so many powerful people that are protecting this crap. Hollywood, government. You can find video after video after video. And all those are conspiracy theories. That's the word that is used to dismiss it, to put a stamp on it as those are just crazy people. This stuff doesn't exist. All that Pizzagate and, you know, all this Podesta. I mean, some of those audio clips of Podesta, if you haven't looked it up, look it up. There are evil people in power. And Sean Ryan said it perfect. They are protecting that world. Because if you destroy that world, you destroy their fetishes. You destroy their access. Hollywood is so disturbing, and I'm so disgusted by people that still support Hollywood and go to their movies and still fantasize of being a Hollywood star and the Taylor Swifts and all this crap and, you know, putting these people just worshiping celebrities. And then you wonder why that world still continues. The Corys, Charlie Sheen's, all these things talking about, you know, these Hollywood people that are Nickelodeon, on and on it goes, of raping and molesting kids. I mean, you even have that jackass piece of shit, Jared from Subway. These people have been around us a long time and they have multiplied. And I say, because of the access. I highly recommend we're going to have that episode of Sean Ryan. His episode will be down in our show notes. Please watch that episode. That Ryan Montgomery hacker and the stuff he talks about, it will make you sick to your stomach what this man has seen. People that profit, they get money for show. When he talked about this, I got so nauseated that I could barely stand up when he talks about one of the worst things he saw was a man bringing in an infant into a room just to crush his skull and broadcast it, and that there's thousands and thousands of people that want to see this. You know, this world that you live in, where you go to Costco or you go to Fred Meyer or you go to Safeway and you go to and you watch your Netflix and then you go to the ball game or you go to your soccer, football, whatever it is. Then you go out to the bar and you get hammered. I will say I was in that world in my younger days. And that is often what happens to us in our younger years. You know, we're disconnected. I grew up in the 90s. And we're just kind of young and full of fire, and we're not really paying attention to the world. I started paying attention to the world early, and I dismissed that world, got it out of my system. Because it disconnects you from what's really going on in the world, which is just absolute chaos right now. Doesn't look like it when you go to work, when you're through traffic lights. You know, you stop into Starbucks and pick up your coffee. Yeah, stuff, you're not seeing it, but it is all around us. They're saying, you know, statistically 1 in 5 children now are somehow exploited with child sexual abuse. Again, this stuff has always existed. There have always been creeps, but they were pushed down and they were afraid to come out in the open. Not anymore. This stuff is almost, it's right on that balance of encouragement. Remember, we're changing the language. They're not child rapists. They're not pedophiles. They're MAPS. Minor attracted persons. This system, this disgusting system, is all around us. You have to look at your neighbors a little bit differently. Hate to say it. That internet is a tool that has opened up doors because it's secretive right now. But they've become so emboldened. And this is what I was saying earlier about that Pet Patrol website, where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, just a couple guys doing this, pretending to be a 12 or 13-year-old, setting up an appointment to meet at Walmarts and Targets and grocery. And it is unbelievable how many of them show up. And you're telling me that disgusting urge that these people have is so powerful that they're willing to risk their families, their jobs, their careers, everything to have sex with a child. And go watch it. I'm going to put that in our show notes as well. You won't believe how many people are into this shit. Or curious, or attempting to it. People with families, people with good careers. Our entire world right now is so obsessed with fucking. And it's staggering. I had a friend one time that said, well, at base, you know, reality, that's what we're designed to do. Yeah, for procreation. Okay, that's not what the tool is. This is disgusting, filthy, twisted mentalities. If everybody hasn't, you know, I'm from Washington State. If everybody hasn't looked at, look up Wesley Dodd, this guy that did horrific shit to kids and openly said, and he was put to death, terrific, you know, wonderfully. He said that if he were let out of jail, he was hoping for the death penalty. He said, because I will do it again. He had a drive to molest, rape, and kill children. Let's call this what this is. This is demonic. This is satanic. This is in strength why I say these words, because those words often people, again, will start dismissing you. They don't want to hear it. Oh God, it's one of those Christians. It's one of those people that believe in God. It's not just a belief. It's knowing that God's real. And you can just look around the world and you see all the hell going on right now. This isn't by accident. This is by design. And again, this stuff has grown. I want to give one recent situation here. Let's jump over to our newsroom, please. In Alabama. And many of you have probably heard this story. Again, it's so unbelievably sickening. And this is a perfect example that this shit is going on right now. Luckily, these people were caught. And this is another point that I'm talking about. Seven people together sat down in Alabama. Don't even start with, well, it's because of the South. This shit goes on all over in Seattle, Capitol Hill. These sick fucks are everywhere around our country. They planned and built, and that's another thing. God, can you sit back and imagine that seven people of the same twisted mindset all found each other? How do you think they did that? The internet. Before the internet, it was difficult for these people to find each other. Before the mass internet, you had the people like the David Ray Parker that built down that little Satan's den in his house and was kidnapping women and tying them down and raping them for months at an end, drugging them, doing horrific, evil shit. Had one person he worked with on this. A couple would show up. I highly recommend look up that David Parker Ray. Or it may be David Ray Parker, but I believe it's David Parker Ray. He was just a disgusting, sick fuck that held down a normal job and would go out and kidnap these young women. And unbelievable torture. Cassette tapes of him that he would drop into this room while they wake up in this room, bare naked, in a gynecologist chair, and literally tortured for months. That was a situation that was very dark. Let's take a look at these now. One thing I want to show you before I show you these faces. This is this room. This is this little kind of bunker, a little shed in their backyard. I want to show you the room, and I want you to imagine now the children that were molested and raped for video, for internet, for monetary reasons, were from the ages of two. To 15. Process that for a minute. We're talking about toddlers that are still babies probably barely walking. And these sick fucks. Now I want you to think for a minute. Here's this little shed that you see here. Okay? They've taken some child from their family. They're walking them to this door. This child has no fucking clue what's going on. Taken down into this disgusting fucking room. And raped repeatedly. Look at this place. Look at how awful that is. Somebody's child was brought down here. Somebody's baby. Somebody's teenager. Praying. And a lot of them were rescued. Multiple kids were brought down into this room. You know, it's easy to disconnect from it. You can't really process it. All the evil that's in our world, all around us. You need to look at people differently. You need to disconnect from that, you know, those rose-colored glasses. I hate that stupid cliched phrase, but that's really what it is. Well, I mean, in reality, most people are good. Bullshit. Most people are faulty. I'm not saying most people are evil, but most people are faulty and can be lured. This age of internet porn, it is poison. It is poison against young children, men, young teenage adolescents. It teaches adolescent boys that women are just tools for to get their rocks off. Young girls who want the attention, you know, or didn't have perhaps a father in their life and are desperate for attention from boys, and they're in that adolescent stage, hormones are rolling around, are open to these ideas. It is because there's no wisdom, there's no maturity, there's no management. It's poisoning the minds of our kids. And then and they grow up and they become young men. And they've already got this implanted into that part of their mind that has these sexual drives and urges, which comes from nature, which is procreation. And this is okay. The sexual depravity that exists in our world, the mindsets of, well, I mean, she said it was okay. Or he said he was into it. He gave consent. He's 14 years old. He gave consent. Go back to that Ped Patrol, and I don't want to get off topic here again, but look at this room. And I want you to imagine how many kids were brought down into this room to be filmed and to be sold online. Bad enough, teenagers, women, anybody, babies now, toddlers. Let me show you who these sick fucks were. Seven of these fucking people were doing this. Going to work, stopping at McDonald's, doing their daily routine, coming to their house as a team and doing this to kids. I want you to see every one of their most disgusting faces. You know, and in the jumpsuits and all this, we go, wow, man, I would have seen this coming. No, you wouldn't have. Because in our daily routines, we're so focused on our lives, and that's understandable. We're going about our daily business. Somebody like this walks by, you might take a second glance, but you move along with your day. And look at that smug-looking fucking smile on his face. You know, and one thing I, as everybody knows, I get so riled up about this, I can't help. The cussing just naturally comes out. And Sean Ryan made a good point. Isn't that what a sad world we're in, that he is pointing this out and he has to censor his own videos because YouTube will take down his videos on important subjects like this because he cussed. I am so sick of the censorship and the we got to be passive and we got to worry about people's feelings. You can't say kill anymore on YouTube. Now it's unalived. How ridiculous have we gotten? And we let these machines do this to us. And I've heard people that I know use that word, unalive. He was unalived. He was fucking killed. He was murdered. He was raped. He was tortured. Look at this piece of shit right here. There's another one. Take a good look, folks. I have no problem being a father. I have no problem. I don't discriminate anymore. But you see somebody that looks like this, take a couple steps back, judge them. Tribalism is in full effect right now for me and my family. If I see anybody that gives me a second glance, I don't give a shit. Most people to me now that are strangers are a potential threat. And until you prove otherwise. And I don't have to invite you into my life. This stuff is all around us. And nobody wants to admit it. Because it goes against what they believe. It goes against their little image of their world. Look at this piece of shit. Tell me you haven't seen this guy walking around. Yeah, you have. You've seen him in Fred Meyer. Here on the West Coast, that's basically, you know, Kroger owns a grocery store called Fred Meyer. You've seen him at Walmart. Of course, I haven't been in a Walmart in years, but gas stations, bowling alleys, everywhere. Look at this fat fuck. Before the world of the internet, it would be so difficult for all these people that had that same type of drive and attracted to children, and not only children, again, I say the most horrible situation, down to the most innocent, defenseless babies, toddlers. There is nothing. The only thing that could happen to them that would bring a fraction of satisfaction is instant put to death, a slow, painful death. And what do our systems do? What does our government do? What do judges do? They, especially here in Tacoma, Washington, Seattle, Washington, they release these pieces of shit back out into society. They defend their behavior. And I wouldn't even say defend, but they, in a weird way, it's tough to say. It's not justifying, but it basically says, well, they were victims too, probably. Let's let them back out. No, these people had a shot in life. And they chose to do the most horrific type of shit you can imagine. Thank God they were caught. Our police, our FBI, their systems are, their hands are tied. These types of things, and I hear because I have police in the family, these types of things, these investigations have to go on for months and months and sometimes years. Because our justice system, our prosecutors are so hell-bent on defending and throwing things out on a technicality. I hear it all the time. How it's sick. We had to watch this stuff happen for 9 months. Because if we missed one little piece of evidence, if we didn't deliver it the proper way, the prosecutor is going to throw it out. We're bringing it to a judge is going to throw it out. And judges all around us, story after story here in Tacoma and Seattle. And mind you, liberal cities run by liberals. You have to use the word. These are Democrats, folks. All these Democrat-run cities. And it's not to say that there aren't Republicans. I'm so sick of Democrat and Republican, and this is what has torn our country apart right now. But these are the ones that are doing this shit, allowing this shit, being soft on it, always opening that door of, well, I mean, well, let's try to find out why this occurred. Let's chat with them. Let's try to get them therapy. No, fuck that. They don't deserve therapy. They deserve to be set on fire. Give them something to think about on their way out. Imagine it. These people being put in a cage. This is the point where I'm at. Again, it's bad enough if a woman gets raped. It's bad enough if a man gets raped. That shit goes on in prison. I mean, it's horrible. But when you go after children to the ages of 2 years old, I just can't process it sometimes. And it's so infuriating, and it's so easy to get lit up with anger, to be enraged, to be fueled with hatred towards these people, and you should be. Seven of them were continuing this crap in that disgusting room. Children that are in pain, afraid, wondering if their mom or dad maybe, I mean, I'm using my imagination, would hopefully kick in the door and save them. Or somebody, when a child looks at adult's eyes for reason, desperate, afraid, the children that survived this are fucked the rest of their life. They will have this mental baggage weighing them down. I can't even imagine what that's like. Oh, I try to empathize and go, I mean, I know for a fact if I found out that somebody even attempted some shit like this on one of my kids, I'm prepared to go to prison. Because they would be ripped apart and shredded and left on display. Until people get really angry about this, and I'm not the only one, but this stuff has been going on for so long. Haven't you had enough? What is really the breaking point? You see a story like this, and there's not uproar in the streets. Oh, but shit, Trump is sending, the National Guard into D.C., and holy shit, the whole country's in an uproar. People trying to, he's trying to start crime, and let's not get into all that. But do you see what I'm saying? This shit should be on the news 24 hours a day. There should be task force. There should be nobody even questioning. Well, we got to look at the facts. Now, there's enough facts right there. Done. Take them outside. Put them into a firing squad. Boom. Give them the option to say their last words. And when they start the sentence, just put one between their eyes. I'm more on the page of set them on fucking fire and make it public. And you say to the world, at least to our country, that this shit will no longer exist. And if we find you doing this crap, you're going to pay horrifically. You know, you rob a bank, you're getting 20, 30. You molest a kid, 4 or 5 years, you're out. This should be something that our society absolutely says no. But here we are in places like in Seattle and Tacoma, where parents are willingly taking their little kids to these drag shows, these filthy ones. There was one in just Bonnie Lake, Washington. Look it up. In fact, maybe I'll put that in the show notes today, where these guys were dressed like, if everybody's seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tim Curry's role, in that exact outfit, cracking balls, showing out. And immediately the news is right there to defend it. Check up Brandy Cruz. Oh, well, the cameraman was just there taking these pictures at certain angles. Bullshit. Why does our society do this? You have to question that. Our society does that. The people in these environments, the Bonnie Lakes, the Seattles, the Tacoma, basically all of Western Washington, any Democrat-run city, these people that justify it, they apologize for it. They're wanting to conform with society because it's the cool, the hip thing to do. And, or two, they're into it. And they're pulling their little kids in front of this shit. And it is poisoning our world. Folks, we got to put an end to this crap. And I would suggest it's not going to end. We see the writing. I see people like myself. I'm not a clairvoyant, but I've been saying this shit for a long time. I think the only real gift that I have is my gut instinct. I can see human nature, probably because of the experiences I had in my youth, in my adolescence. Mob mentality that you witness around you. Spent a little time in the military, enough to watch humanity and just go, whoa. Little things, I mean, it really is a big envelope of what humans are capable of and how horrific they are. Just one little, it just takes a little nudge to push people who would, you know, otherwise have little curiosity, but they know it's wrong and, or I could get in trouble. And then you have the internet, which is a couple clicks away and they can find this shit. And then it just steamrolls. It gets so much fuel behind it. And it goes a little more and a little more and a little more. We're in a strange time right now. And I think, I want to believe, because I'm praying for a way out. This world is so corrupt and twisted right now. Political wars all over the world. The tension is all around us and everybody knows it. But if you aren't enraged, and if it isn't part of your weekly life to bring attention to this, I can tell you firsthand, I post something about like a story, what I just showed you online, crickets. Why is that? I show a funny meme about a duck or something, 85 likes immediately. You point this stuff out online, everybody goes silent. They've been conditioned. This has been engineered. Because if you don't toe the line around here, especially in Western Washington, you will be outcast. You will be doxxed. You will be canceled. A lot of people that I know that run businesses, they're terrified to say anything. Where does that come from? You have to face that. This is by design to keep you at bay so those powerful people can keep running with their system of corruption and evil. Anybody who's watched our episodes, they know how I feel about politics in general, especially here in Washington, the disgusting lying, manipulation, corruptions, theft of our money that we work for. And then you add into the mix this disgusting world that Hollywood really does promote. They got a lot of that sick shit going on. Look at how many children are trans now in Hollywood. You're telling me there were that many fucking kids that are feeling like, the statistics on that alone, this shit never really existed until 10 years ago when it started getting a lot of fuel behind it. Encouraged. We're all in school in the 90s. You know, I grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Yeah, there was a kid that was maybe gay or whatever. And okay, it is what it is. We've encouraged this behavior, especially this trans thing now with our children, castrating them hormonally. In many cases, all across our country, actually removing their genitals. This is out of control, everybody. And I don't know what to say anymore about it, other than it is just completely evil. And these powerful people, and I will say demonic, they're just laughing their ass off. The way they can manipulate society, get everybody on board with this crap. And that's what it is. It's a, there's this promotion of mental illness while all saying that we need to help mental illness. They love saying the words, but they don't do it. It's always a ruse. It's always a cloud in front of you to say that there's a serious problem here in society. And which is exactly what I wanted to talk about today. The world right now that we've seen recently, and this does connect with it all. And you'll see how I connect the two, and I think many of you feel the same way. These trans shootings that are going on right now. And of course, just like clockwork, the media is going to be right out in front of it. Those evil Christian organizations and Republicans and conservatives, they're out saying there's a trans epidemic. So we just had that Minneapolis shooting with that Robin Westwood, trans man becoming a female. I would suggest, and I would bet hundred thousands of dollars, whatever I could afford, that the majority of these people that are going through trans right now, number one, have been manipulated by adults who otherwise should be protecting them. Protecting their mentality. And we'll get into that a little bit later here. Forgive me while I'm adjusting my timepiece, as it were. These shootings are happening more and more. Now, it could be just a trend, copycat trend, but it always seems that these new national situations, whatever they may be, plane wrecks, you know, shootings, bank robberies, people out there. Oh, the people running cars into the public. You know, there's always, it seems to be this little era of these situations that occur in pockets and in groups. And I've noticed that for a long, long time. And I really haven't had the words to go, man, that's strange that there's this series of events that happens in these time frames all at once. And again, there's probably some rationale behind it. I would like to recommend demonic influence. They get an idea in their head and they go, hey, let's do this right now. Let's manipulate these people and do this shit. This horrific shooting that happened over here in Minneapolis, a Catholic school, by the way, mind you. Weird. Another Christian school shooting. Well, that's ridiculous. It's got nothing to do with that. Man, it's nauseating. And so you got the Robin Westwood guy. You know, and I don't know too much about him yet. There's so many of these stories lately. But one of the same elements is these people are twisted in their mind. They're lost. They need help. And we've been encouraging this. Instead of getting them legitimate therapy. I'm not talking about locking people up and putting them in, you know, straight jackets. See, we always go to one extreme to the other. We used to do this shit. Start probing around at their brains. They need to be talked to. There's something internal that's happening that says, you feel this way. Let's try to find out why. Let's really help them, because it's sad. It really is sad to have this many youth that are lost. Lost for many reasons, but also in their you know, to one, go after little kids, defenseless kids. There's something right there. I mean, that's twisted in itself. But then you see a person, a young man like this, who is twisted in his sexual identity. I would bet he was probably molested as a child. There's a good chance. Statistically, it's right there. The new statistics is something like 30% of children in some fashion in the American culture have been molested now. And that in its own, I don't care if it's 3%. It shouldn't happen. Where does this come from? And a lot of it is also it happens and then they repeat. Person that's molested, they end up molesting and they have blamed. And not all. Some people recognize what a horrific situation it was to them as a child. And often those people go into social programs trying to help children where it's happened to them before. This guy needed help. And the more that's coming out about this guy is the signs were there. A lot of his drawings have been coming out, but this kid was confused clearly and needed help, not encouragement, not a society that says it's okay that you are, hey, you feel like a girl, go become a girl. We need to pump the brakes on that and go, why are you feeling like this? Let's get to the root of what's going on. We have our college campuses promoting 78 different genders and all this chaos in empowering them, giving them a voice, a loud voice, a megaphone. These are our educated institutions, the educated youth of our institutions across the country that are pushing this shit because they have no wisdom. They are looking to the authority, the lab coat, the professors that are pumping that shit in. Jeez. Right there. There's our authority. What do you really believe their goal is? I would suggest a lot of them are into this shit. We're in a time right now, and I've been saying this for so long. I have children that have been in the school system for, you know, 16 years now. And I've been saying for a long time, it's strange that there's a certain sociological demographic that has gone after positions of authority, professors, government workers, social workers, therapists, elementary school teachers. They have access to children. They felt a certain way, and they feel like they need to get into these systems to not only that so they can twist up children, but then it affirms if they can get society to turn into the mold of what they believe society is, then it affirms their behavior. It affirms the way they're feeling. There is a mental disease that is ushered into our society and being encouraged. And it goes against nature, and then here's what you have as a result. You have people like this that are struggling internally, horrifically, that really needed genuine help with the way they were feeling. This poor young man, who now is evil, it felt for whatever reason, in my view, that his only outlet was anger, enragement, twisted and evil, and I got to go hurt children at a Christian community. Look at his drawings here. This is one of his drawings that they found, him looking in a mirror. And if you look at that image of what he drew while he's looking in the, I guess it looks like a bathroom vanity, what he sees is a demon. You think that's a coincidence? What I've been talking about this entire episode. Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's clearly he was crazy. That's right. He needed help. And more that comes out about this young man, the signs were all there. Hi, everybody. May remember William Whitworth. I think it was 2023. This guy was turning into a girl. Because remember, it's all fluid. There is no gender. I would suggest again, this poor young teenager was probably molested. They caught him before he actually acted out, but what a coincidence. He also was planning on shooting up a Christian school in Colorado. Right? Let me pump the brakes right there, because the argument that I'm so sick of hearing is, that's because society hasn't accepted. It's usually Christianity that judges these people. Give me a fucking break with that. It goes against the norm. And if that's just what your avenue is, well, then you have a problem with Christianity. You have a problem with the idea of God. Christians are not out there. Let's not even get into that whole world. They're not out there doing these horrific events around the world. Give me an example. What, I think it was 1986, some guy that happened to be Christian blew up an abortion clinic when nobody was even in there. Oh, the Crusades. I'm so sick of it. Show me in our American society where an organized system of Christians are going around hurting people. They're not. Now, you will say, what about the Catholic Church and what they've done? You're right. That is horrific, and that is part of the problem. It's not the Christian teachings that are doing that. This is people. And nobody hates the Roman Catholic Church more than I do. And I'm shocked at how many people continue going to the Roman Catholic Church when they know what priests have done to little boys and young girls for a long time, and shuffling around these priests to hide them, to protect them. Why would you continue to go to that organization? Find a better church. Start your own church. You are the church if you're a Christian. Get a small community together. Start talking about Christ, but I really don't want to go into that. So all those people that just jump onto the Christian Catholic Church and all that, and that's an organized that hurts society. Fine, I'll say that's correct. That organization is pretty corrupt. Teachings aren't. This humanity. Humanity is sick right now. So now we have our secular society that's promoting this. You can come in and out of gender. This is how you feel? Just roll with it. You need a doctor to take care of your process? Guess what? In Washington State, we'll take care of that for you, and we won't notify your parents. Pretty fucking sick stuff. This one, luckily, he was stopped, but it was planned. And they got him before it continued. I hope he's getting the help he needs. Luckily, he did not carry out his twisted up agenda. So we can only hope. We probably all remember Audrey Hale in Nashville. Weird. A girl becoming a boy because she was encouraged to do this. Again, I'm guessing probably had some sexual exploitation or molestation maybe happen in her youth, twisted up her mind. That's when people don't seem to understand. If you've had a normal sexual relationship with your life, and by normal, you know what I mean? Married, engaged in, you know, marital sex with your loved one, could be a pretty important, powerful part of a relationship. If you haven't been molested, if you haven't been hurt in this devious way, you really can't process how that twists up the mind and does long-term damage. And then when you're afraid to talk to anybody about it and you don't know who to reach out to about the feelings that are just growing in the pit of your stomach of confusion, of hatred, of hurt, and you don't have an outlet, instead of, hey, please, you welcome, you come here. We will talk with you and we'll try to get to, you can trust me. We're here to help. Let's find out what happened and how we can get to a conclusion and solve this, or how you can manage these feelings, because we need to let people know that have had sexual molestation, rape, exploitation, being filmed, that shit. I would suggest, again, this is just my guess, is that a lot of these people have encountered this at a young age, and now they're twisted up. And again, I point out, they're not getting the help they need of let's talk about this. Instead, let's encourage it. You're feeling this way? Roll with it. It's your truth. Become a girl. Become a boy. And we'll even help you out. And again, I say, we won't let your parents know. Trust us. We're here to help. Because parents can often seem sometimes as they should, they're the brick wall of sanity when they're supposed to go, wait a second, we need to stop this, we need to help you here. No, that is unacceptable behavior. And often parents can be, if they don't have the tools on how to discuss these things with the child, they can come across as very restrictive and angry. And I'm a parent, I'm not perfect. Nobody gave me a manual, but I can only do the best I can do with the encounters that I had as a youth. And I would like to think that most parents are like me and want to do right by their children, good parents, and want to not do the same, repeat the same history that their parents did to them. The things that really affected them negatively, we want to not do that, and we want to make better choices. It's not a judgment on parents. It's just saying, this is the process we have. We love our children dearly. We want to do the best thing. And again, I suggest that a lot of these parents that are pushing the transgender thing, a lot of them think they have their heart may be in the right place, because they don't have the tools to address this. And if they don't have the tools and they're looking around to the majority of society that is encouraging this stuff, well, I guess this has to be normal. It's the majority. People's desire to conform to what the masses are doing is so strong. And I can tell you firsthand how difficult it is to push back. You can be outcast so quickly by calling people out and saying, hey, are you sure that's right? Your life can be turned upside down by the majority, which is a perfect example of why our system is not supposed to be a majority rule in this country. But people's humanity's drive, again, to conform with the masses is so powerful. And we're seeing it. This is a problem, especially because of our media, our politicians, Hollywood. These twisted up, evil, powerful people that are encouraging this. And again, the parent that has their intention is in the right place of helping the child, but they don't know how to, but they see Mark over there. He's allowing his boy to go down he's almost encouraging his child to go down the girls' toys aisle in Target and film themselves. And that's the other half of it. The other half of these parents that are encouraging this, it's not for the sake of their child, it's for themselves. It's so they can post up their flag and post it online and show what great children or parents they are encouraging it. It's about their own. That's another, their own egotistical, their conceitedness, their self-righteous behavior to get attention at the risk of their child's mentality. I know firsthand, growing up when my kids were younger, I saw firsthand the beginning of that stuff, where I saw parents, especially that were, you know, homosexual, lesbian, all this kind of thing, then taking their child and almost pushing it on them. And you could see the child pushing back. Wait, this is, you get, children know, they're wired a certain way. And they don't understand. And when they don't have a father, or if they don't have a mother, and they have a parent, a single parent, that is pushing their agenda on them. And I point out, you know, I should have made some notes about this, but recently, look it up online. There were those two gay dads that intentionally adopted two little boys, filmed them and raped them, like we were talking about earlier. Well, Sean, that's not, they can be in a loving environment. Sure they can. I'm not suggesting every single one of them are doing this crap, but one's enough. As I was kind of saying earlier about tribalism, to raise your eyebrows and go, whoa, what's happening? There's a lot of evil and crookedness going on with sexual exploitation, this transgender movement, twisting up our kids, our youth. This has got to stop. And it won't. It won't in my lifetime. I'm 50 years old. I got, what, 50, 20 years left? I've got an expiration date. Stamped on the bottom of my foot in invisible ink. I have no idea when it's going to occur. This is not going to stop because we have an entire society right now that has been manipulated. It is so sad to watch now. Again, these are three examples, and there are many more online. Just Google transgender shooting. Also Google child rapist and just click images. And look how many come up across the country. And if you don't do it, you don't want to know. This is full throttle in our society, and it is coming to the surface, and it's only going to get worse. Because our society is encouraging this shit. So here's these shootings, of course. Another one, you know, the one that just happened in Minneapolis. And this is the kind of thing that just is infuriating. Like clockwork, every liberal media outlet. What motivated the Minneapolis church shooter? We may never know. This isn't that old 70s commercial of a Tootsie Pop and how many licks it takes to get to the center. The world may never know. Bullshit, we do know. I just told you everything that's going on. We're encouraging this behavior. We're twisting up our kids' minds. We're confusing them, especially at that developmental stage where their body and their mind is pushing back on these agendas, on these narratives. And then you insert children that have been molested and raped and hurt. I can't even imagine what our society is doing to kids right now. I do everything I can to protect my kids from this crap. There's nothing wrong with saying to your child, no, that's not right. Parents are looking for reasons that my child is transgender. Again, getting right back to what I was saying, because it makes them the cool parent. Makes them virtuous because they're on board with their sexual mentality. And these are little kids. Now, I remember my son, when he's little, he picked up a doll and played with it for a moment. I didn't just go full throttle. Hey, he needs to be a girl. But it's people's, hey, what is everybody around doing? I got to roll with that. I got to put up my virtuous flag showing I'm on board with this. Taking her to drag shows. We do know what is doing this. It is all of our powerful systems that are encouraging behavior like this instead of helping them. And if those red flags are all there, like they were saying with that Robin Westwood, they should have zeroed in on that. But people turned. They didn't want to see it. People don't want to get involved. They don't want to rock the boat. They're afraid to say anything. Say something. If your gut is telling you something's wrong, be polite and say something to that parent that you know. Hey, I don't know if this is the best way. Oh, this is my child. You don't have a right. True. But we should, as a community, be looking for the better of our society. This is why this stuff is not getting stomped out. What motivated the Minneapolis church shooter? We may never know. Yes, we do know. And we don't want to say it. And they all are doing it. New York Times, Cairo, Como, the News Tribune in Tacoma. They're all out in front of it to dismiss the narrative that is true. And they're already getting on front. These conservatives are saying that there's no evidence that this has anything to do with going after church and children. Yes, it does. doesn't that bother you that our media systems are out in front of it immediately? When they see what's going on, they got to get out ahead and start dialing down because they're afraid. They're afraid that when people are empowered now to push back and go, enough of this shit, and there are more and more parents that are going to school meetings, school board meetings, and our city council meetings. Look all around you if you are in a Democrat-led city. These pride flags all over the place. You can be arrested if you burn a pride flag, but an American flag, full throttle. Go ahead and do it. And on a side note, you know, I don't agree with Trump trying to criminalize burning the American flag. It pisses me off. But I'm all for free speech. So if you can do one, and if you want to burn a pride flag, I have no interest. I've got better things to do with my time than go out and burn pride flags. And that's what amazes me. All the majority of people that are protesting out here, you know, against Trump and all this kind of stuff, they're the biggest fucking losers on the planet. Or they have a lot of money and they have nothing better to do with their time. I see it all around here in Western Washington. It is crazy, the mindless people that are just, you know, no kings. Let's not even get into what Biden was doing his entire presidency, and George Bush and Obama. I mean, all of them. Let's not get into that because they're all acting like kings once they've been getting in there the past 30 years of my life. No kings. You see, the media knows how to twist people up and immediately get, I see it on all our little overpasses and our free, no kings and all this shit, just the mindless barking seals that have nothing better to do and they have no critical thinking skills whatsoever. And then, like I said, though, Mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis, like clockwork again. You know, he jumps right on there, and he's out in front of this. So I want everybody to listen to this, and let's get back to this here in a moment.
Think of these kids, not as somebody else's, but as your own. Think of those last words that you had with your child just this morning before you sent them into school. You kissed them on the cheek. You got them set up with their shoes. You pushed them a pouch of applesauce. Maybe these were little annoyances, but the truth is that there's this common and beautiful thing. We love our children. Make these changes not out of hate. Make them out of a simple and beautiful foundational love for our kids. And so what are we talking about? When we talk about action, we need to talk about the action steps that need to take place. We need a statewide and a federal ban on assault weapons.
There it is. And did you see that? That's what this all comes down to. Every single fucking one of them get out in front of this and turn it into a banning weapons thing. It's never what's the cause. What is at the root? Everything that I just said in this entire episode, nobody wants to discuss that. Minneapolis has some of the most strictest gun laws in the country. Washington State is, you know, they often use places like Chicago and California and Minneapolis to bolster their new legislation for gun rights, to basically get rid of our gun rights, essentially. But a sick piece of shit like that, he's a Gavin Newsom part two, he's a Kamala Harris, they're all the same. Do you notice that? Start the conversation by giving a real world situation, something you can relate to. Getting your kids ready for school. Giving them applesauce. And those evil fucking assault weapons, that's what's doing this in our society. We need to ban guns. That is so awful. What kind of there's no really word for what a piece of shit he is. But he is the poster child of the politicians in our country right now, especially Democrat politicians. And I've said it before. Republicans are clearly not the solution to our problem, but Democrats are the cause of all this social shit going on in our society right now. It's disgusting. Use this tragedy of little children, which I believe two were dead, 17 injured, and then the other one, you know, tragically, the Robin Westwood probably clearly needed help. He's now dead. Where were the resources to help him? And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This could have been avoided by getting him the help, not encouraging through YouTube and internet and all this kind of all this crap that's out in front of your face when he doesn't have a resource for assistance. Goes to the internet. All that stuff that enrages it, all the tech that tells you this is how you're feeling and encourages it. And again, I would hope not, but I suspect he was probably had some kind of molestation happen in his youth. Nobody wants to talk about that. I know too many parents personally that I have completely disassociated myself, got them out of my lives. You have to do that. That's a small part, but you have to get them out of your lives when they're encouraging this shit, when you see them doing it to their kids, because they're going to do it to their kids. When your kid is over to sleep over, that mentality is going to get encouraged onto yours. Get your kids away from these parents. And it can be hard. People that you truly care about and you know that generally are good people, but they're lost. Immediately jumps to banning assault rifles. I'm so sick of that stupid-ass term, assault rifles. And there's something I want everybody to think about that really often doesn't get enough attention. And it doesn't get enough attention in bulk, I suppose, is these little basic concepts. We are in a world that has guns. Gun rights are part of our foundation and constitution. The Second Amendment has just as much authority and power as the First Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the Third and the Fourth and all of them. The Bill of Rights was put into place by some very intelligent people for a reason. And they're always chipping away at our Second Amendment. Always. And so something to think about. While we are in this world where unfortunately, tragically, sadly, heartbreakingly, school shootings occur. They've been going on since the Bowling for Columbine, you know, the Columbine High School with those two assholes, who for me were just assholes. They were just little pieces of shit. Probably got picked on and beat up and it felt like outcasts. And as sad as that is, once they cross that line and do some horrific shit like they had done in so many since, you're done. And often they end up killing themselves or they're shot by police. While we're in this world where weapons aren't necessary, especially in your home and more out on the street, for me, it's almost feeling like the old West days beginning out there. I carry everywhere I go. Because you just don't know. There are some evil ass people in this world. I just showed you today those seven that were kidnapping kids and doing all that horrific shit. I don't let my kid, my youngest, out of my sight. We were just at a place. This is a little side story, but we were just at one of those places with all the trampolines for a little one. And my wife had noticed somebody taking a picture of her a couple times. Staying within her distance. I wasn't even there at the moment, but my wife had noticed, hey, and sent me some of these pictures of this person, caught the person doing it, but my wife is not one to be confrontational, and that's fine. She's tiny. I immediately was in my truck and rushed over there because she was worried that who are these people that are taking pictures of me and my son? As I got to the parking lot, my wife decides to leave when I tell her. Those people actually followed her out. Saw me standing out with my wife. And immediately got in the truck and left. Now, luckily I was there. My son, and we don't know really. We have no idea. It was just very odd. So we don't know what exactly happened. But it could have very well been a horrific situation. These monsters are all around us, and I circle back to what I was talking about the internet. It is producing people that are, for whatever reason, just evil and all around us. And this system of, you know, no weapons, we got to get rid of weapons. Something I wanted to really point out here. We have armed security everywhere. And this is something that just blows my mind. And then that our politicians have armed security. Our government offices, government buildings, banks, celebrities, grocery stores, our homes, of course, sporting events. You know, every time you go to a foot, they put metal detectors on you. But not our schools. And I just don't get it. I don't understand what is wrong with you. If you don't believe all those other places, oh, our money, our politicians, our celebrities, we don't even think twice about it. But having armed security in our schools, oh, that's just unbelievable. That's awful. How could you even suggest such a thing? And I'll tell you why. Every liberal that is against it, it's because you don't like the optics. And that's sad. Our kids are the most precious thing that we bring into this world. They look to us for guidance, education, growth, spiritual development. They look to us as the adults who are failing right now for everything. And this is so obvious to understand. They don't know shit about the world. They've been introduced into this world. They don't know anything about it. They're in kind of autopilot for the first 4 or 5 years of their life. They're not even really self-aware. They're just in mode. Got to get the candy. I want that toy. Oh, pick up a spider and eat it. I mean, they're just in mode. And you're there to guide them. A child is not an accessory. And there's too many fucking parents that look at it like that right now. This stuff is heartbreaking to me. And again, I say it again. Presidents, government officials, our banks, money. My gosh, man. You know, I said it earlier. You steal money, you're in prison for quite some time. Molest a kid, out in a few years. Our priorities are so fucked up right now. And it's because those people that would have those intentions, I would even suggest a lot. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen judges that have been arrested. It's in the news. Go just type it. Judge arrested for molesting daughter. That's what I suspect, is people that are on the fence about that stuff or have had these situations. They've done it. They've molested a kid. They've raped a kid. They're easy on these laws because they don't want to go to prison for a long time. Or they may even be, you know, apologetic to those that did because they've done it. And maybe they're wrestling with it. I don't know. I don't have that disgusting mind. I would imagine people that have that mind some of them are trying to fight it. And that's good for them. And maybe a lot of them are seeking help, finding a therapist. I'm attracted to kids. Please help. And good for them if they're seeking that help. But so many of them are maybe embarrassed, or maybe a lot of them are just pure evil. And they love this stuff. They're all about it. Which is what I was saying, and people do not want to believe evil exists in our world. And until you come to terms with that, until you accept it, this shit is going to continue. And I said it earlier, it's not going to end in my lifetime. But circling back, I do want to close on this. Guns should be in our school as far as defense tools. I don't have a problem with teachers carrying guns. I don't have a problem with teachers that are responsible, that are trained. I think there should be, obviously, sociological tests, some kind of a litmus test that what are your positions in society? Political positions, social positions. I'll say just open the door and let them all have guns. At minimum, there should be armed security at our schools. And I just, the people that are against this, you're sick. Because all these people will continue to go to schools where they know there's no threat. And that's so obvious. Take away that threat. That should be national. That should be part of our federal education institutions, is that every school right now has armed security guards. I'm not talking about putting up barbed wire and all this kind of stuff. I'm just saying you don't need it to look like a military base, but have a couple on site. It will discourage anybody that was thinking about this crap going and shooting up a school. Leave notes. Tell me where I'm wrong. Look at that list of where we have guns, that very small list, and you tell me why you think that we shouldn't have guns in schools. Everybody, thanks again for watching The Ground Level. I know I've been gone for a little while. I'm going to be trying to put up more shows here and as events unfold. It's always a pleasure doing this here, and continue to follow us at The Ground Level, or I'm sorry, rumble.com and The Ground Level. We don't go on YouTube at this point just because of censorship. But again, you can listen to us at Spotify and Apple, basically everywhere you get your podcasts. Again, I'm Sean, and this is The Ground Level. Thanks again, everybody.